Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the last show of 2023. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I said it. Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but most importantly, an ongoing student. Always learning, always changing. And you know, this show, I've been doing this show on Blog Talk Radio. I think I have over 600 episodes. What? Did she say 600? That's right, I said 600. 600 episodes, at least, I think, 15 years. This happiness thing is serious for me. I mean, it is the only, it consumes me. But before I go on and bust it out of the cannon, I want to just say thank you for all my new listeners, new followers, new connections. I love the questions, sending me email through email. I love answering questions. I love you disagreeing with me. And in 2024, my intention is to have a little bit better sound system, so different type of equipment. You know, I've been doing it all by myself for all this time, but we're going to be amping everything up in 2024, and also in 2024, in less than 2 months, maybe even less than that, a month and a half, the book that I've been promising for decades now, not decades, but at least 5 years, Program for Unhappiness, is being edited. Last stages, I already know the cover. You want to know the cover? If you watch The Matrix, you know how in the beginning of the movie, Neo is looking at the little symbols, those little green squiggly things. They look like computer program. That's going to be the cover of the book, Program for Unhappiness, and I'm going to have listed all of the 54 program behaviors that I've been talking about forever in that book. It's just, it's going to be hot, and it's going to be controversial. I don't have any friends anyway, but I'm going to even lose more friends. There's a chapter called Lies, Lies, and More Lies. Anyway, I digress. Welcome to the last show of the year, 2023, Reality Spirituality. Let me just give an introduction for, especially for people that are just listening for the first time. When I say happiness, when I talk about happiness, don't get caught up in the words. In fact, don't get caught up in any word. If a word triggers you, it's time to do some mirror work. So these words, happiness, what I'm focused on is a personal vibration, a personal energy of contentment. A personal vibration and energy, you can feel it. You can feel it when your soul is at peace. You can feel when you're living life with your shoulders down, when your shoulders are relaxed. And this show today, I've talked about it before, this desires and having wants, and the world teaches and the world sells dissatisfaction. All of the biggest gurus on the planet have a better life. How is 2024 going to be better than 2023? What else? What can you do to make your life? You know what? I'm just fumbling over my words because talk about frustrating. Lying to the masses, saying that achievement, achieving goals is going to make you feel better or make you feel happy or give you some kind of contentment. It may last for a second or a day or an afternoon, Michael Jordan is dissatisfied with the 6 rings. Tom Brady is dissatisfied with the 7 rings. Let's talk about the truth. What is this thing? What is inner peace? What is the vibration? How can we keep this vibration of contentment? How can we maintain it and sustain it for all the time? Is it even possible? Yes, it is. It is possible when you put a spotlight on and eliminate those program behaviors. And I said 54 program behaviors. That's a lot. That's a lot of thinking that something is the truth and it's not. Your purpose, oh Jesus, oh let me just start. You know, I one of the things that I talk about is finding, I remember thinking that finding my purpose. When I find my purpose, I'm going to be happy. You remember that? Do you remember that? Well, guess what? Guess who else found their purpose? Prince, Michael Jackson, Anthony Bourdain, Robin Williams. Do I need to go on? All of them found their purpose. All of them were living their purpose as entertainers or comedians. Steve Jobs, throw him in there too. But purpose, finding your purpose, has nothing to do with the energy, a vibration of contentment, especially when you want to maintain it. How do you maintain and sustain contentment, regardless of what's going on in the world, regardless of your external circumstances? Is that even possible? I used to think when I found my purpose, I'd be happy, but then I started searching for my purpose. What's my purpose? I knew that when I found it, now life is going to be grand. I'm going to be happy when I find my purpose. No, that's just another lie that the world teaches. It's not the truth. Finding your purpose has nothing to do with any contentment or any sustained contentment. I discovered that my real purpose, my true purpose, is to grow and expand my consciousness. My purpose is to accept myself and others without criticism or complaint or judgment. My purpose is to feel and live in the present moment, not in the past, not in the future. All of this, the future goals, 5-year future goals, oh my God, I wouldn't make a 5-year goal if I tried. Okay, this is, and let me just back up a little bit because I'm talking fast and I'm excited to share. Let me just calm my ass down. Let me just calm down. Hold on a second. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Purpose, this purpose thing, finding, wanting something to manifest, something to happen so I can feel better. Or I can feel at ease, or I can feel peaceful, or I can feel accomplished. Accomplishments are great. Doing, it's great. But don't think that accomplishments or what happens outside has anything to do with your inside. It's just too much evidence out there. One of the things that I share, hey, before the famous slap heard round the world, my dear friend Will Smith, he was interviewed in GQ magazine in November 2021, before the slap. And he wrote, you can Google it, and he wrote, he says, I have everything. I have all the money that I could ask for, all the connections, all the fame, all the power. I have, and at that time he said, I have a loving family. But guess what? He said, I wasn't happy. Don't you think it's time to focus on that contentment vibe? Because I don't care what you accomplish. Scratch that. Let me stop talking about you. I don't care what I accomplish. I've accomplished a lot, traveled a lot, done a lot, but none of that sustains a vibration of contentment. And why? We're going to talk about that today. Woo! Back up to happiness. The good news is happiness is a practiced skill, like anything else, like any other skill. We've got all the football games coming on. An athlete has to practice. A writer has to practice. A speaker, a chef, a landscaper, a painter has to practice. And that's all this contentment is practicing. But what do you practice? Thanks for asking. What do you practice? What do you practice? Well, you come to the right show. The first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate those behaviors, those programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your inner peace, your contentment, and your happiness. And again, don't get caught up in the words, unless you want to. The practice is eliminating one by one, or focusing, or even just being aware of these programmed behaviors, because the world says, accomplish this and you'll feel a certain way. And you might feel that way for a moment, but what I talk about and what I share and what I practice is maintaining it, especially throughout life storms. We all have them. I think, you know what, don't tell anyone, but I think the universe hits me even harder just because I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist. Oh, I'm just hit, bombarded. Oh, you think you can be content through this? Try this, Rebecca. Bam! Try having the handyman. Try having when my mother died, I've told this story a million times, but when my mother died, she gifted the house to the handyman. It's a six-year ongoing battle. I'm still involved with that. Not with the handyman. I let him off the hook. The attorney that drafted the amendments to the trust illegally, I may add. Oh yeah, that's ongoing. 6 years and ongoing. So what is the practice? The practice is to have patience, and the practice is to surrender, and the practice is to trust that I don't care how long anything takes, I don't care how long anything looks or what happens. Do you trust? Do you know? Do you believe? Do you know that everything is in divine order, and at any moment, all the moments, you are being served. You are being served, regardless of how it feels and regardless of how it looks. But the world teaches, oh, no, this needs to change. This moment, this unwanted moment needs to be different. The resisting of the moment, the resisting of any present moment is going to subtract from your happiness. But let's get to today's topic. Oh, wait, before I do that, let me ask you, my dear audience. Oh, and if you want to speak with me live, just the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're listening on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. Here we go. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And what's your definition of happiness? Who or what is subtracting from your happiness in this moment? Or today, scratch the in this moment, today. Are you as happy when you're faced with life's challenges? And we all have them. So answer either yes or no. This is another level. Can other people hurt your feelings? I know the program says yes, words. People can offend you. People can hurt your feelings. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people say a word or behave in a certain way, and then now you're yay or nay? Can other people offend you? Can anything offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Oh, that's a big one. If this is a solution. You never want to get disappointed, or you never want your heart broken again. One solution, eliminate all expectations. Eliminate all expectations and you will never be disappointed again. Having expectations is another program behavior. Do you blame other people for how you're feeling, especially if they didn't call you and they said that they were? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? I was on a phone call with someone a couple of days ago, and they were telling me how they were disrespected. That's just a bunch of crap. No one can disrespect you when you have respect for yourself. But even deeper, there's no such thing. Disrespect, that's just another program. Just another program. And when you feel, when you are rooted in peace, contentment, and you know the truth of your identity, nobody can disrespect you. You think God can be disrespected? The universe can be disrespected? I use the term God, universe. Some people use different terms, source, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what term. Let go of having a preference for a word. Let go of having a preference for how you want to feel even. Let go. That's another program, having preferences. I know. This happiness thing is a practice skill. Contentment is a practice skill. Ooh, who's with me? Who's ready to practice? Google the 5 most common regrets of the dying. It was a study done by a hospice nurse, Bronnie Ware. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. Why aren't people talking about this? I don't know about you, but if somebody has their foot in the grave and they're talking about what they regret, I'm going to be listening. The first regret is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number 2, I wish I didn't work so hard. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Number 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I'm going to put an asterisk there, only because sometimes we outgrow people. And if somebody's in your life, they're supposed to be. And if they're not in your life, guess what? They're not supposed to be. It's simple. Do you trust? Do you practice trusting that everything is in order? And the last most common regret of the dying is, drum roll, where's my drum roll? Wait till I get my new studio. I'm going to get a new studio coming soon. I don't know when, but it's coming. Drum roll here. I wish I would have been happier. I mean, Abraham, Esther Hicks talks about it. I wish I would have been happier. And here we go, today's topic. Whew, that I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get on any other show. Well, scratch that, I don't know that. But I haven't heard anybody else talking about this. What I've heard is, make goals. Have goals. Accomplish your goals. Wants, desires, and happiness. It wasn't easy. I'm 68 years old. Please don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. 68 years old. And the world teaches to have wants and desires. Well, what are you going to do? Just sit on the couch and do nothing? No, I didn't say that. Inspired action is always a good plan. But I will be damned if I say, you know what, universe, I want, let me just throw something out. The book that's coming out, my book, Program for Unhappiness, that's coming out in a couple months. I want it to be New York Times bestseller. Quite frankly, my dear audience, it doesn't even matter. This is going to really sound crazy. It doesn't even matter if one person, if anybody buys it. I didn't write that book for an audience. And in fact, one of the things that I have with these marketing people, I love you marketing people, is who is your market? And I've heard all of it. Come on. If you market to everyone, you market to no one. I know, I got it. But I didn't write this book to save the world or to inspire someone else. I wrote the book because it was in me and it had to come out. If no one reads it, that's okay. I remember when I started doing this show over 15 years ago. I just remember looking at the numbers. Oh, that's another thing. You want something to subtract from your happiness? Look at numbers and care about numbers. How many likes? How many shares? How many reposts? How much money do I have in my bank account? Keep looking at the numbers and see how much inner peace you can maintain. But back to the story. So I just remember looking at numbers, and sometimes nobody would listen to the show. And sometimes two people or one person, five people. It was really a killer when 10 people would listen and it would go back to zero people listening. Oh, my gosh. And I was complaining. I complained to the universe and I said, hey, nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. And the universe gave me the message back. We're listening. Isn't that enough? And I'm not pretending to have all of the answers. All I'm doing is sharing my journey. And if you are inspired or feel a connection, or if you're inspired by anything, or maybe your perspective shifts, that's it. It just takes a perspective shift. Your circumstances don't have to change. I told this story yesterday when I was, my son and I are doing a podcast together. Oh, my goodness. Our fourth show was yesterday, and he was triggered the whole show. But it doesn't matter. We're just putting something together. Oh, and you're going to be the first one. Listen to this. Listen to the title of this show. It's going to be Mom and Son. Oh, hold on a second. Okay, hold on. Mom and Son. Mom and Son Making Sense About Nonsense Plus More. That's the name of our show. We just came up with it yesterday. Mom and Son Making Sense About Nonsense Plus More. Okay, that's just a plug. But we're working on it. We're working on it. And one of the things that we want to do is just have conversation. And he was complaining because, Mom, you're making this into a show. It's not a show. It's just us having a conversation. And that's going to be a totally different vibe. But yesterday I talked about when he was visiting me for Christmas. If you listen, you know, I moved into this house, and it's 5 months of renovating. And when it was gutted from the ground all the way, ground on up, gutted. And there's still work to do. Oh, my goodness. And it's the old house, and my ego just does not like this house. I want this house to be different. I desire something. I want, there's so many things I want different about this house. And one of them is this electric fireplace that was installed. You know, you push a button and you have all these lights, you know, the new modern fireplaces. Well, I'm one of those girls that like a real fireplace. I don't want a fake fireplace. And it bothered my ego. And that's the thing. You know, if children were taught at an early age, which voice are you listening to? Which voice are you listening to? Who are you asking? Who are you having a conversation with? Is it the ego or is the universal voice? When I say ego, it's you can use whatever term you want. Lower consciousness, critical mind, whatever term you want. But you know that voice that always says something. I need more from this moment. I need something to change. You know that voice that's never satisfied, that voice of discontent. Well, that's a real entity. And that entity, it's getting a new position. It's a five-year-old child that wants what it wants. And the practice is to separate yourself from that entity. There's no hating on it, but just recognize the truth about that entity, which is always discontent, having wants, having desires of something other than what the present moment is revealing. Something more than the present moment. And the only way, well, scratch that for me, the only way I can sit back and relax, hands behind the head, and be at peace is to let go of this program belief that I have control over what's happening. I'm making something happen, sorry. I'm making something happen, or I'm making something not happen. I'm sabotaging my good. There's no such thing. I'm blocking my abundance. There's no such thing. That's another program. Do you think that God could be blocked or God could be sabotaged by something that you do? No, your destiny is set. This is what I believe. Question. Put your seatbelts on this, okay, for this one. Seatbelts, and you may need a crash helmet too. I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer it. Did Jesus have a choice? Did Jesus have a choice? Oh, the world says free will. Yes, free will. That's going to be in the book. I'm going to leave that teaser. But in the meantime, you know what you can do too? Look up, what's his name? Robert Sapolsky, Sapolsky. Robert Sapolsky, he's a professor at Stanford. Check out his latest book about the science behind having free will. The science behind it. But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to wants and desires. Wants and desires and that voice. Giving a voice to my ego. I know the difference now. I know the difference. I didn't even finish this fireplace story. Okay, back up. Oh, my gosh. You see how I can bounce around? Somebody needs to report me. I bounce around from topic to topic. Thank God I remembered. I left you in the middle of the fireplace story. With the electric fireplace, it just bothered my ego. I'm looking at it right now, and it's on. I didn't like it. It's fake. It's not real fire. And then my son just one sentence. He said, "Mom, it's not fire. Think of it as just lights. Think of it as Christmas lights inside the house. Can you do that?" And with that different perspective and with that shift, I'm enjoying this fake fireplace because all it is Christmas lights in the house. I digress, but that is an example of just being discontented with what is. And know that all discontent comes from where? Your universal side, your universal self, which is your true self. You are the universe, you are God, having a human experience. And, you know, I don't get it, but God wants to experience a lot of things that I wouldn't necessarily want to experience. Back to the ego. When I recognize the characteristics of my ego, which is always discontented, which is always wants something different than the moment, which finds fault in so many things, this is a new year, 2024, I'm going to be on tilt, not allowing my ego to speak for me. Speak for me. Act for me. And I'll give you an example. When I was speaking, my son is one of these types that needs to be spoken to a certain way. And I, not the way that I'm speaking right now. It needs to be a softer voice, a gentle voice. He's not really receptive to loud talkers like his mother. So when I speak to him, I'm more mindful in my voice, and I tone my voice down, and it's softer and it's slower. So he can be more receptive to whatever I have to say. But this, and I see you, Robert. I'll get to you right now. I'll see you. I think that's Robert. It's either Robert or Jay. Being conscious and being aware and making a different decision than what my ego, because my ego just wants. Why can't I deceive myself when I talk to him? No. It is a conscious decision to shift behavior, energy. You can do that when you practice. Let me get to my area code 780. You are live. Reality Spirituality, the last show of the year. Is this Jay or is this Robert?
Hey, Rebecca, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
It's Jay. You know, I have two guys that I've known for years, and I see the number, but I just don't remember which is which. Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. What's up?
Yeah. You know what? I've gotten this savior mentality right now. And what I mean by that is that we always have this thing in our mind or perception in our mind regarding the savior mentality. And what I mean by that is that savior comes from the word save. So someone's going to save us from whatever, or someone's going to, create something to make us happy or content. What were you saying? But I'm finding that people have got to be responsible for their own happiness, and also I've got some other things I'm saying about is that we don't have a guide, that when we come out of the birth canal is that we don't have a guide on what it is to be human or create happiness. We don't have that. We're not really taught about that. We're shown that maybe with things, but there's no like a book out there or a continuation of those teachings from one generation to another to keep that momentum going, and also to distinguish what is, what is real happiness and what is not real happiness. So that's one. If you want to unthread what I just said in the last minute.
I love what you said, and you don't have a book until Program for Unhappiness, which is coming out less than 2 months. And Jay, you bought my first book, which was published in 2014. Can you believe it was 2014 or 2015?
Wow.
Reality, Spirituality, the Truth About Happiness. And I don't change my topic. But this and so you, I don't know if you, of course you have, recognized I'm not that same person at 2014. And what I've discovered, especially now, Jay, is giving, allowing my ego to have a voice. I've been masquerading as this, masquerading. My ego wants to take over my identity. And this is me. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling lonely. I'm all of it. That's not who I am. And I'm letting go, practicing letting go, knowing that ego isn't, I'm only allowing my universal voice to speak. At least that's going to be a practice. It's going to be a practice in yesterday, 2024. Yeah, it's going to be, mum's the word, ego. You no longer have power over how I'm feeling, why I'm feeling, what I'm feeling. No, I'm fine with all of it. I'm fine with everything I'm experiencing in the present moment. And that's a practice. Don't think I have it 100%, but that is a practice. Your turn.
Well, you know, listen, my turn. Well, I think what's missing, I think, in our happiness and our contentment is that what you said is the spiritual aspect of ourselves. I think in anything right now, you know, getting over grief or even actually, you know, loss of something, right? And I just wondered if that is what I'm saying is correct. But we equate spirituality with religion, which it isn't. But I feel that the practice is an openness. It's not confined. It's not cultish-like, if you want to call it that. I don't know if we can go there too. But it's not. It's just really an openness of freedom, I think, to express our love for ourselves outward, and also the practice. I think it is a practice. You know, we always hear that statement of we're human beings having a spiritual experience, or a spiritual beings having a human experience. But I go the opposite way, actually. I go that we're human beings have practicing a spiritual experience.
Well, I'm leaning more away from my humanness. What did you say earlier, though? I have to start writing things down. I forget from one second to another. Openness. That's the key, Jay, to be open to all of it. The universe, the openness is key. Being able to be open, being able to let go of what I used to believe even a week ago or a month ago. Just being open. And the other thing that you said, though, happiness, contentment, what was it? You're talking about someone saving. No, it's nothing to do with anyone else. It is something to do with recognizing the truth of who you are and why you're here. You're really here. Well, let me just speak for myself. I don't like to say I can only speak for me, which is I'm here and the universe is expressing itself through me, having this unique plan, and I signed off of it before I formed up as a human, before I got into this human form. Yeah, I want to experience the house being taken away from. I want to experience my mother gifting the house to the handyman. I want to experience surgeries. I want to experience relationship challenge. I want to experience all of this crap. But see, my ego says, no, I don't want to experience this. I don't want to experience certain things. And I'm here to tell my ego that, sit back, buddy, back seat. It's really, I'm telling you, Jay, that I'm getting more to a place where letting go of all this illusion that I have control, that I'm making something happen or I'm stopping something from happening. I'm letting go of all of that. It's really a place where it's becoming more and more peaceful. At 68 years old, it's about time, more and more peaceful with what is. And the other thing, okay, this is a big one. These stories that you know, the endless stories, the endless thoughts, I'm not my stories and I'm not my thoughts. That's not who I am. And I'm not going to pretend that that's me. I'm not going to pretend that that's me. I'm dissatisfied. No, my ego is dissatisfied. My universal self isn't. You see, it's a real distinction. It's a practice of really, no, this is the truth and this is a lie. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. You know, what the question asks for. I think anybody right now, I'm asking this myself too, and I got two questions for myself right now for almost anything. And is that, here's the question I ask myself, is it worth it or was it worth it?
Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Now, is that okay? Is it worth it?
Present tense. Okay. Or was it worth it?
Now,
you're talking about letting go.
Okay. Was
it's a general statement. Like, let's say, is it, even if you're buying something, is it worth it? Or was it worth it? You know, something you got a question. Is it worth it, you know, to be mad at this person? Or was it worth it to do so?
Okay, so my question, I get that, but my question, my question would be, is there going to be any contentment found in this? Where's the contentment? Is there going to be peace in this? That's another thing. I'm going to stick with, is there going to be peace? Am I going to be creating any peace? And I'm going to talk about speaking or saying something. You know, I'm one of these people, or used to be one. Scratch that. The Rebecca Norrington identity. Oh, boy. She's got to have the last word. She's got to have the last word. And so now this new perspective and this new practice, my lips are going to be sealed a lot more. I don't need to make comments. I don't even need to make suggestions. Unless someone asks me a question, I don't need to say anything. It's more observing without judgment. Your turn.
And I think you're correct. I think you got to, when you look at a situation, to your senses, is that you get to do with calmness. To have a rational outcome. And maybe an expectation too, in a way. Because expectation could be confrontational, or cannot be confrontational. If you notice, actually, I think here's a good example. Police. They use confrontation as the last resort. But they would actually use trying to calm down the situation first to get in like what the situation is, instead of being, you know, emotional about it in some sort of way. So when we actually look at situations from our human perspective, is that we got to do it from a place of calmness. And would that be the same as contentment, though, too?
Well, you know, looking at it from, first of all, is this a program that I'm running? Am I operating? Am I responding to? Am I acting out a program? You talked about expectation. That's another program. One of the things that I always, being impatient is another program. Rushing is another program. Blaming something for how I'm feeling is another program. Thinking that money can buy inner peace or contentment or happiness is another program. Worrying, taking anything personally, that's a big one these days. Taking something personal is another program. So the practice is putting a spotlight on eliminating those programs. Needing to be right, that's an addiction, but it's another program. I mean, I was addicted to being right all the time. Now, you're right. I can't wait to tell somebody else that I agree with them, even if I don't. Even if I know that what they're saying isn't the truth, I'll agree. Contentment and peace is more important than me being right. I mean, if you knew me 20 years ago, that would never have happened. No, I don't need to be right. What quote. I don't know if I can do that while I'm live on Wisdom. I was going to go to this quote. I don't think I can do that at the same time. I don't know. Can I? I'm going to go to this quote at the same time. Let's see. Where is it? Eckhart Tolle, this is what he said. He said, this is a really good quote too. I am not my thoughts, emotions, sense, perceptions, and experiences. I am not the content of my life. I am life. I am the space in which all things happen. I am consciousness. I am the now. I am. I am. That was a pretty powerful quote. That sums everything up. Your turn.
Boy. I don't know how to come up with that one. I just feel that.
So back to the, well, let me just say, back to the children you're talking about teaching. So if the children were taught at an early age, mm-hmm. which voice are you listening to? Who is asking? And if the children were taught at an early age, desire nothing other than the moment. Want for nothing other than the present moment. Can you imagine? That doesn't mean that you don't act on inspiration, but want nothing other than what is presented in the moment. Okay, yeah, now it's really your turn.
Yeah. So I think we got a, in a human experience down here, okay, is that when we grow into adulthood, I think we have to actually, sometimes we have to have, depending on how we are brought up, is that we have to have some sort of, we always say, you know, you got to have some sort of purpose, or we, you know, we tell our children to get an education and find a job and things like that.
Because they're programmed, that's the program, that's the program. Hey, Jay, tell me what some of your challenges are right now. Come on, you know how we do this. What are you challenged by? Let's go. You know we're buddies. We're family already. It's been 15 years.
It's been a long time you've been counting. So right now is more of where do I want to go for 2024 in the midst of chaos. And that is probably what I'm going to be doing for next year. But also right now, because I'm getting older, is to write a will up. So basically, it's kind of like looking at your perspective, or my life right now. It's like, who do I want to share my belongings to, people that I consider as family, or people who have a good chance of surviving whatever's going on in the future, and, you know, looking at my own mortality now. So just in case something happens, right? So that's where I'm looking at right now. And that, like I said, I asked those two questions now. You know, is it worth it or was it worth it? You know, if I'm buying something or you know, getting mad at something, it's just like, you know, is it worth it or was it worth it? Or just,
you
know, just move on. Do I have time for it?
Well,
for example, maybe, well, it would be maybe, you know, people not waking up quick enough to see what's going on, mm-hmm. for example, or they're out in outer space regarding, you know, lots of money going to flow into the bank account and it's there because someone said they had the buttons for all the money in the bank in the world, or money in the world. So I'm like, okay, well, is it worth it? And going like, no, it probably isn't, because I just don't have time for that. It's got to move on. It's not part of my path. It's more like a distraction now. It's like, I got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I've got a great small family of friends I can talk to about things for hours and hours. So I really enjoy those conversations. I re-treasure them now because I'm in the moment with them, right? Not distracted. We don't have a watch we're looking at, or even a phone to look at to see, you know, what's going on. And we can have those conversations peacefully too. And I've been doing that for years too. Because like right now we're having peaceful conversations for what, half an hour, and we can probably have long ones off the air too about things, and we would not.
Well, not me. I'm not doing long conversations off the air.
But I'm saying, we could have that. I just presented that could have it, it's a probability. But I'm saying is that that's how I look at things right now. So, yeah, things are speeding up, and, you know, take care of my health, and always health, you know, probably health issues coming up, and right now it's just, right now I'm just enjoying the holiday season right now, and it's been a great holiday season. I had lots of fun this time, but I manifested what I wanted to do, and that was actually visit and be with all our friends.
Hold on, my friend. Hold on, my dear. Hold the horses. Hold the horses. You said a couple things earlier. I wrote it down. Use the word chaos. You know, it's interesting how the programmed people, that's right, the majority of people are programmed, use words chaos, the world is in a bad state, whatever. I don't label anything. All labels require a judgment. All judgments are a program. Everything's in order. Thanks, universe. The other thing, what did you say? Oh, about the will. Yeah, I got my will all done. Yeah, that's a simple one, at least for me. It was simple. Did you get it done and move on? Oh, this is what I wanted to say. Oh, this is it. You talked about loss, and especially people, these program people, which is 98%, and I used to be one too, still am. Don't think that I've risen above it all the way, but I definitely recognize my programs. But this program around death, have you ever looked at all of the cards? They're the same. You have my deepest sympathy. Sorry for your loss. Death is right. Not a loss. Death is change. Loss is a judgment. Death is just a change. Huh?
Yes, greatly. That's really nicely explained. I'll have to do that when I talk to when I go to the next grief group. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
You say that.
Okay. Yeah. And see, but the program. See, the waking up. People wake up when it's time for them to wake up. Jay, I say we're all avocados, and some of us are ripe, and some of us aren't. But this program of the death and the health. Oh, if I have my health, that's everything. Health is wealth. So are you telling me that if you're not healthy, if you find out you have to spend the last 5 years in a hospital bed, you can't find any contentment in that? You can't be happy? See, the program is deep. I'm here to root it all out, put a spotlight on all of it. And this thing about death, and have you noticed that, in fact, this is going to be in the second book, Jay. This is going to be in the second, not the second book, but the third book of questions. So after this program for unhappiness, the third round is going to be a series about questions, I mean universal questions, and one of them is, what's wrong with laughing at a funeral? Oh, did I say that out loud? Mm. Laughing at a funeral. Oh, how disrespectful. Oh, blasphemy. No, it's a program. The program is the problem. So now I'm not saying my only son kicks the bucket and he's gone. You know, of course I'm going to be upset. I'm going to cry. All of it. But I also know, as hard as it sounds, I also know that was part of his destiny and it's part of my destiny. And there is something, and so I'm not going to look at, oh, I lost my son. No, I just don't have him physically with me anymore. And I know this isn't an easy topic, and I don't know anybody talking about it. It's too painful, or it's too taboo. Wait till this program for unhappiness. Oh, I'm going to have so many. I got to start wearing some bulletproof armor because, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait for the bullets and the arrows to come. This everybody acting the same way isn't why are we focusing on what we're losing? Why don't we focus on the memories? Why don't we focus on the lessons? Why don't we focus on what I learned from this person that was in my life and is not here anymore? Why is the focus on loss? Huh? Just change. I sure did go on a long time for that, but you know me.
Yeah. Because I think we're so focused on not focus, but we have the expectation. There's an expectation that they live forever almost in a way. We don't see them dying anytime soon. So
Jay,
the expectation is... Hmm?
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with relationships. Same thing. See, the expectations are the killer. Oh, I have someone that wants to come on with them. The expectations are the killer. Hold on a second. How do I do this now? I know how to do this. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Now we have another person on. Oh, yay. Ooh, look at how tech I am. Welcome to, yay. So that's Lois. Welcome, Lois. Welcome,
hey, Rebecca. Jeff. I've been listening to you. I listen to you every Sunday before my talk at 11. This is standard time, but this is beautiful. And I can attest to the fact that the death is just a shadow. It's not nothing that's really real. And I come from the experience of having my daughter transition right after the COVID thing due to complications. And I know that people probably think it's a heresy, but her leaving when she left was the best thing for everyone that I know, even the people here on Wisdom, because had she not left, I wouldn't be on this Wisdom app talking about all of my experiences and the growth potential of anyone having to go through near-death experiences, multiple operations and surgeries and strokes and all kinds of abuse, you know. And I know that my life has only been further enriched by having her live, and she was like your son. You could not talk to her any old kind of way, okay? I'm going to be real. Otherwise, it was like you were killing her soul, you know?
Hold on a second. You know what? I could actually just start crying now only because I can feel you. My whole body is chilling up. And I just want to
so real.
And I just want to thank you for fucking being honest about this.
You know, and I know. I mean, people will say what they want to say. And I remember when I first came on the app, somebody said, you know, I talked on their stage and I was telling them about this experience. And they said, oh, she's in denial. And don't believe her. She don't know what the hell she's talking about. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm me. Okay. I know what I'm experiencing. And I know that I'm not so daft, okay, that I don't see the growth and that I'm overshadowed by the program that I'm supposed to grieve. Mm. And the thing is that only people who grieve have a grievance. Mm. They didn't do something. They missed something. That's what grieving is about. You didn't say everything you needed to say. And I know with me and my kids, I'm saying everything needs to be said every day, anytime it comes to me. And if I ain't saying it, I'm praying it, or I'm sending it in through the vibes of love, through the spirit. So it's a matter of us understanding that we are more than just this bag of bones, okay? We are this meat suit, per se, you know, that divine spark that's with me is within everybody. And I know that when I had the three near-death experiences, I still lived. I was still alive. There was no hell, and I was not living holy when I died each of the three times, yet I still went into the love, you know? And if I hadn't died, I wouldn't have known that there was pure, that I was a pure love-like being. Okay, at my core. Oh, shoot. Can you hear me?
No, okay. You're good. I'm just getting all chilled up. You know, it's very rare that I meet someone that really gets the death thing. That death thing is a real hard one for people to swallow. And the reason why people are suffering is because of the programming.
Yes, and they're programmed to grieve, and they're programmed to feel like, oh, I had something else to say. But the thing is, if you got something else to say, say it now, because it's energy. Energy doesn't die. It just transmutes. And it's just transmuted to something different that you can't see, but you can definitely feel. You can hear, because I still hear her. I still feel her.
Right.
Okay? I just can't physically put my hands on a physical presence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That is the only difference, you know? And the thing is, and it's a beautiful thing, and the thing is, when it's destined, when we come here all programmed to, you know, we know when we're going to die, but we don't know when we're going to die. That's the physical self doesn't know. okay? But our spiritual being know what we came here to do, know what we came here for, know what our mission was. You know, I'm going to be a daughter of a drug addict and a this and a that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to still rise back to love. And I'm going to have my daughter pass away, and then I'm going to still see it as love. And that's what we come here to do, to be the fullest expression of love that we can be. And that supersedes death or any other economic, social, fucking climate change condition, you know, that there is, you know. So it's just about riding that vibration, you know. And I love you, girl, and I'm going to keep listening, but I got to get off here and get ready for me.
Okay, so what? She just left. She left me. I was going to ask her, well, I'll find her. Well, where are you? Where are you? Hold on. I just want to know where are you in the country. I just want to know where are you in the country. Where are you in the country, girl? Where are you?
I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada.
No way. I'm in Las Vegas.
I got your number. I just never called you because life caught up. You know how life be licensed?
Okay.
So people be peopling.
Okay, so this is what we're going to be doing, because this is what we're going to be doing, and I'll let you go, because you got to contact me, because we're going to be putting something spiritual on in Las Vegas. There is absolutely nothing here in Las Vegas that's spiritual, okay?
Okay.
And that's what we're going to be doing. The guy that installed my collagen, or sold me the collagen water softening system, this guy is a producer and director. He's gonna assist. We're gonna have to get together. I'm serious. Okay, go.
All right, I got your number, so I'm gonna put my number. I'm gonna put my number in your thing. But yeah, because I came up here once before, because I'm like, oh my God. Generally, before my talk at 11, I don't get on the line, okay? Because
uh-huh.
I like to be pure.
That's right.
But this morning I woke up and the spirit was in me. I didn't clean up my house. All I got left to do was wash dishes, and I didn't get my vibration. I'm working with my tuning force right now, and I've been listening to you as I've been going on. Because you come on at a certain time, and I turn you on, but I don't usually participate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, like I said, I like to stay clean.
I know exactly. Because there's certain things you got to have a vibe before you start any show. I don't do any talking either. But okay, here we go, and we're gonna put something together.
Okay, all right. And I'm gonna put my number in the back channel so that you can get a hold of me. But girl, You just be doing the damn thing, and I'm gonna say this, I'm not one of those people. I look up to you because see, you're my elder, only by 6 years, but you're my elder. So I'm like, hey, she know a little bit more than I do, and you know, and some areas. But then again, I think it's all in the same thing. We're in the same growth process, and I'm like I said, I'm just drawn to you.
Okay,
and I'm like, okay. Breaking all my rules.
Well, it is the same, and my body's chilling. When you started talking, my body just gets chilled up. My body is chill. Okay, we got this. Okay, let's go. All right.
Okay.
Woo.
All right, I love you, and I'm going to get off of here so I can get my dog situated and put in the room and all that other kind of stuff, because when I'm vibrating like this, like right now, she's at my legs and at my feet, and if I start talking too much, she's going to be all over me, and I'm not going to be able to focus.
And I take out my trash and I light candles and the whole thing. But I got
I ready to burn my incense and my cinnamon and sugar to get that sweet, that smelling savor going. I do preparation. I don't just jump on here when I'm having to teach something about something, especially anything spiritual, and that's every time. And then I have energy exercises that I do. And this year, my daughter has encouraged me to begin to make little YouTube shorts of the energy exercises that I do to stay in high vibration, even when a bug may come and hit that knock at my door, it doesn't stay long.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not mine.
Okay,
it may hit me for a minute and may have to do, what did I do? Where did I go? What happened? Oh, shoot, I looked at that and not in the eyes of love. Let me correct that vision and then I'm healed again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love the flow. But I, like I said, I kill up here because I love you. And like I said, I usually don't do this shit. You mumbling.
No, I like the language, too. I like the language. Yeah, fuck all of it. Oops. Let's go. I love it.
I know, that's right.
Oh, boy. Okay, bye.
But I love you, and I will be sending you my number. And yeah, we're going to have to get together.
Yeah.
I would text you. I won't put it on the app. I would text you from your number, but I'll do that, you know, a little later on today.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No.
Keep teaching. Keep staying staying so firm. You are just, woo.
Girl,
consistency.
I can't help it. I can't help it. This is my destiny. Love at first sight.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay. Wow. You see how this world works? You see how this world works? I'm not planning it. I didn't plan anything. And so, see, this is part of it, my dear audience. This is part of it. What is part of it, Rebecca? What are you talking about? Can you let go and trust? Can you let go of thinking that you have control over this, or scratch that, allowing that ego to think that you have control over this? You don't have control over what's happening? Okay. Believe that you do. And for all my wonderful little manifestors out there, you know I love you little manifestors. Manifest yourself 3 inches taller. Manifest a new star. Manifest a new planet. Manifest a cure for cancer or COVID. In this human form, manifest, it's impossible. Manifest a new star. Why is it the manifestors and the vision board? See, that was it. If something is arriving or something manifests, it's because it was part of your destiny. Or not. If you don't want to believe that, that's okay too. I accept all beliefs. Scratch that. I practice accepting all beliefs. I practice accepting all people, and it ain't easy because my ego doesn't want to. I say that I am the universe having a human experience, and my purpose is to be an example of the universe in a human form. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. Let me get back really quick, wrapping it up with wants and desires. I have no desires. I have no wants other than what the universe has for me. It's not my will. It's whatever you and I'm with my hands are up in the air. If whatever you want for me, universe, is fine. It that's it. I don't want any more. I don't desire any more than what you are gifting me in the present moment. That's the practice. But the world teaches to be, oh, my goodness, you just don't know, these gurus. Better life. Oh, you're 2023. Make 2024 better. Can you get off these people's backs? Who is saying be okay right where you are? Accept where you are right now. Accept. I'm not saying don't do anything, but accept where you are. I promise you, if you're dissatisfied in this moment, you're going to be dissatisfied in the future moment, in all future moments. If children were taught to distinguish between those two voices, if children were taught to distinguish between what's the truth and what's an illusion, there'd be a lot of people walking around on this planet with the shoulders down. Because the truth is just not being taught. The truth is not being told. The program is running rampant. The program is the problem. But people, my dear audience, program for unhappiness is coming out soon. Wow. Well, you know the other thing, when you have wants and desires, you know what else the other program that's going to pop up instantly? The other program is, now I have to wait for something to manifest. The program, the waiting for something to happen in order for me to feel good. I've got to wait until this happens. Then I'll feel great. That's another program, waiting. Whew. Oh, my goodness. I got to wait for this to happen. Well, how about trying it? How about feeling that? How about practicing feeling that vibration of contentment now, regardless of what happens? Oh, man, Ashevitz. Well, that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Reality Spirituality Radio has been live for 15 years. I think I have over 600 episodes, maybe a little bit more than that. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Did I say that already? YouTube channel is a work in progress, but here we go. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. The second book that I'm writing now is going to be published in less than 2 months, hopefully less than 2 months. It's called Program for Unhappiness. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Accept yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Happiness is a practice skill. Inner peace is a practice skill. Contentment is a practice. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find, and the more peace and contentment you're going to experience along the journey. Your moments and your response. Your response in any moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Happy New Year, 2024. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Good now.